Blog Talk Radio.
Mind, body, spirit, spiritual boost. Good morning. This is Visionary for Women, also known as Lisa Thomas, and founder of the Mind, Body, Spirit Cleanse that you are participating in this morning. Ladies, it is definitely a great opportunity to continue our dialogue from last week, Believing in Yourself. We were having such a robust dialogue before our hour ended, so we are going to continue this morning with that and also tap into the next topic, which is tapping the power within. We will talk more about both of those subjects after our prayers this morning. But before we go into that, if you're new to the Mind, Body, Spirit Cleanse or the Spiritual Boost, we certainly encourage you to go to our website, mindbodyspiritcleanse.com, and pick up your copy of our handbook so that you can be in the right place with us as we are discussing each of these topics. A lot of times they have meaning as it relates to the handbook, so certainly go there and pick it up. Committed woman of God, how are you doing this morning?
I am doing well this morning, just sitting here with expectations to see what God is going to do in our spiritual booth on this morning. I am truly excited to be here on this morning.
Yeah, me too. It is the week of the birth of Christ, so this is certainly a week to be in celebration. It is a day to be in celebration every day. The fact that we are here, alive, breathing, with air in our bodies, and able to maneuver around and hear the sound of our voices, that is always a blessing. But this is certainly a very special week. We probably all have witnessed everyone being in the hustle and bustle of trying to get all the gifts and all the different things that we need to celebrate this day. And I hope that we are keeping in mind the reason for this season, that being the birth of Christ. So I wanted to acknowledge that that is also happening this week, and that we want to give him some glory and honor and praise on his birthday.
Amen.
Definitely want to do that too. So we're not going to delay the process of getting our prayer request in. It looks like we have a small number of participants this morning, but we hope and pray that others will join us as we go along. So why don't we take a few minutes to get our prayer request? I certainly would be willing to participate up front this time as we have a small group. And after we do that, we'll continue in our dialogue from last week. So I'll go. What I'm asking God for this particular week is to give me peace in areas where I am still concerned. And I say that because I think I have mastered the ability to, we could even say, mask concern or not address concerns. And it seeps sometimes into the subconscious part of my mind. And so I'm asking God to give me peace in those areas that may be subtle concerns of life. And then I ask him for discernment, more clarity and discernment in areas where I know that he is trying to nudge me and give me a deeper and greater access to more of him and more of what I am to do and how to do it. So that's what I'm asking God for. Peace and discernment. What else are we asking God for this morning?
Amen. This is concerned woman of God, and I say good morning and to everyone. And may God's spirit rest upon each and every one of us that's on the line on this morning. And I am concerned for the world. I know that when, according to the scripture, when we say peace, peace, you know, sudden destruction is going to come. So, but I'm just asking that the world would take a minute and just reflect. As you stated, this is the reason for the season. And so there's so much suicide going on and killing going on and spousal abuse and all of these things. And my prayer is that for just once can the world just stop. You know, I wish it could. I know it can't because that's the type of world that we're living in. But my heart just breaks. My heart is just breaking when I turn on the news and hear all of the horrible things that are going on. So I'm just asking God that he would just touch people's lives and their hearts and those hearts, that stony heart, that he would take it out and make it one of flesh. Because God has something good in store for each and every person, regardless of who the person may be, what side of the track they're on, they come from. They are special because God made them and allowed them to come into this world. So I'm just praying for everybody in today and for this week, regardless of who they are, regardless of where they come from, what their situation might be. I'm just asking God to have his way in everyone's lives.
Asking God to have his way in everyone's life. And I, you're right. Yeah, and that people, you know, what I'm hearing you say, and also I'm standing in agreement with you that, you know, people stop just for a moment. You know, it's what I was talking about earlier, like people just stop for a moment. We are so reactionary. I've asked, you reminded me as you were talking, I've asked so many people, you know, how's your holiday going? And, you know, and you finish your shopping, and first thing they say is, no, I hadn't done it, and I'm such a procrastinator, now I got to go and, you know, pick up this stuff, and I've got so many people to buy for, and I don't know what to get. And so, you know, it has me be consciously present myself to that they have forgotten the reason for the season. It's not about the gift.
That's right.
So it's not about the gift. So if you didn't buy a gift, even if you didn't feel pressured and the stress of having to buy a gift, it would still be the day of his birth.
That's right.
Right? So we can, if we would just stop for a moment to be consciously present that the reason for the season is a celebration of the birth of Christ, we wouldn't be so concerned about the right gift. We would be concerned about the celebration of his birth.
That's right.
And so, I stand in agreement with you, concerned woman, that we stop for a moment and focus on the reason for the season, and more importantly, the reason and the celebration of the day. The 25th of December, that is a celebratory day of Christ's birth, the birth of Christ. So if we can be focused enough and stop long enough to be conscious and present of that, I think there will be, your prayers will be answered. So again, I stand beside you, and that people will stand and take a moment and breathe and take in the opportunity it is to praise and honor and celebrate that day.
Amen.
So committed woman of God, you have a prayer request this morning?
I am asking this week for continued focus and continued love of these finances. And he's been doing it. He has been doing it. So I am asking for him to continue the flow in the finances. I need continued focus, and I need instructions.
Okay.
And once I get the instructions, I need to understand what he is telling me.
Amen.
Because, you know, I can lean onto my own understanding and make a mess. So, you know, sometimes we feel like we know, we got it. Yeah, this is what he's saying, and that's not what he's saying. I don't want my understanding, but I want the understanding of God's instruction.
Amen. So I hear your focus. I want him to continue to move and flow in your finances. And then instruction, however you want, clear understanding and discernment and interpretation of the instruction.
Okay. Hey, yeah, that's it. That's all of it.
Amen.
Clear understanding. Interpretation and discernment. That's right. That's it right there.
Amen. Yeah, because it's one thing to get the instruction. It's quite another to understand what he means.
That's it.
Amen. I think we have a woman who has discovered who she is on the line with us. Yes?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. This week I am asking for just to focus on some things that I'm working on myself to really try to keep them at the forefront of my mind and just pay attention so I can draw closer to Christ. That's basically it. Let me focus on myself so I can change some of my ways.
I hear you. So you want to get some deliberate focus, intention, that you are able to see some things about yourself.
That's right.
Maybe change the way you view some things. Maybe change the way you see some things.
Exactly.
So that you can take a different action to produce a different result.
There you go.
Amen.
She on the phone this morning. I tell you what, she got that whole thing lined up what we need this morning.
Oh, yeah, I'm listening. I'm listening to the Spirit. I'm listening to what the Spirit is saying.
That's
so, you know, and clarity is a good thing. I think we talked about that. You know, God mm-hmm. doesn't understand ambiguity or, you know, confusion. So he loves it when you just make it plain.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Hit around the nose.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. So we wanna be as clear as we can. So
mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask one of you wonderful ladies to pray with us. We don't have anyone that has stepped up specifically to say that they are going to pray this morning, but we would love for one of you to pray. Who would like to pray for us this morning?
I will. I can do it.
Okay. Well, thank you, committed woman of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Father God, are we ready? Am I ready?
Yes.
No
yes,
more
we are.
Questions?
Yes.
Before
no more
we go
questions
in,
this moment.
Before we go into our prayer, I need you to repeat what you said for woman discovering who she is. What was that you said again about her prayer request?
Yes. So she wants. Let me see if I can repeat it as I said it. So she wants clarity in the actions that she's taking so that she can make different decisions and choices to produce a different result.
Focus on myself.
So,
She might change my way.
That part too. Right. So she was focused to say, right. Yeah, I was assuming she had got that part, but let me say that too. So focusing on herself in a way and having deliberate intention in focusing, in her focus, so that she can see the choices she's been making to make a different decision and have different results. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Did I get it for you, woman discovering who she is?
Yes.
Or discovered who she is? Okay.
Exactly. Okay. All right, ladies, in the name of Jesus, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, as I come before you this morning, God, I ask you, Lord Jesus, God, that you might be one in the midst, God. God, because I don't know what to pray or how I even ought to pray on this morning, God. But, God, you know each and every heart. God, you know each and every mind. God, you know each and every intention, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, I call on you this morning to come in the midst of our prayer on this morning, God. God, I ask that your Holy Spirit come in and intercede on our behalf, God. Oh, God, we ask you to take it unto the Father on this morning, God. But first, God, we ask you to forgive us for any sins known and unknown, God. God, we ask you to cleanse our hands right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that when we come before your grace, for your throne of grace, God. Oh, God, that you would hear from heaven, God. Oh, God, we thank you and praise you this morning, God. Oh, God, we magnify you this morning, God. God, we ask you to reach out to the ones that are not on the line on this morning, God. God, you know their hearts, God. You know their minds, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, and we ask you to put their prayer requests and make it known before the Father on this morning, God. Oh, God, we just thank you and praise you, God, for answered prayers, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we come knocking on your door on this morning, God. Oh, God, we come seeking on this morning, God. Oh, God, we thank you and we praise you, God, for meeting us here this morning, God. Oh, God, we thank you for each and every woman on the line this morning, God. Oh, God, we thank you for each and every one of our needs, each and every one of our concerns, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, and we ask you to strengthen us as we go through this week, God. Oh, God, letting us not forget the reason for this season, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for family and fellowship on this week, God. Oh, God, for how we'll get together with our families, God. Oh, God, let us be a light, God, to the ones that are unsaved, God. Oh, God, let us show them love and kindness, God. and compassion in this season, God. Oh, God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Oh, God, give us a heart like thine, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, and we ask you to continue to transform our minds, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, give us renewed thinking, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us put aside those things as we used to think about, God, and how we used to think about them, God. Oh, God, and we ask you to give our eyes, God, a new focus, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that when we lay eyes on a person, God, that we don't automatically judge, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we're asking you today to continue to create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit in us, God. Oh, God, we have things before you, God, and you knew before we even came to you, God, that we were going to ask these things, God. Oh, God, but you asked us to ask you, God. And everything that we ask in your name, God, you said you would do it for us, God. Oh, God, we need some peace, God. Oh, God, because we are concerned, God, about your world, God, and the people and the things that is going on right now in the world, God. Oh, God, we ask you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, save those ones that you would save, God. Oh, God, change their hearts and their minds the way they think about things, God. Oh, God, the way they see things and they perceive things, God. Oh, God, put your word in their path, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let someone come and tell them about the goodness of Jesus, God, in this season, God. Oh, God, because you are the reason of this, for this season, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us not look to the ones, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that are fortunate, God. But, God, let us look this season to the ones that are less fortunate, God, the ones that don't have on this year, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us take care of your poor and your hungry, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, help us to be discerning of the things that is of you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, sharpen our discernment, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that we might discern, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, your works that need to go forth, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, those things that we have before us, God. People, God, that come in our path, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, help us to be able to discern these things, God. Oh, God, help us to be able to discern the truth, God, in the name of Jesus, God. The truth, God, from a lie, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, rightly defining your word, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we ask you to give us clarity of these things, God. Clarity of the things that we need to do, God. Clarity of the things that we have set before us, God. Clarity of the things that you would have us to do, God. Clarity of your instructions, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, but on top of that, give us interpretation, God. Give us understanding, God. Give us the wisdom and knowledge, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, but give us understanding of the things that you give us, God, and the interpretation, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, because our thoughts are not your thoughts, God, and nor is our ways your ways, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, because you are beyond our understanding, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, so we ask you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, just to help us, God, to know what you are saying, God, and lean not to our own understanding, God. Oh, God, we need focus, God. Oh, God, we don't need to be distracted in a time like this, God. Oh, God, keep us from being distracted, God, but keeping us focused, God, in the name of Jesus, God, and pressing forward towards those things, God, that are, which are before us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you and we pray you for change, God. In the name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, clarity in the actions, God, that we do, God. In the name of Jesus, God, the things that are set before us, God. In the name of Jesus, God, that we might produce and bring about a change, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, continue to show us ourselves, God. Continue to help us to see, God, those things, those ways, God, that are not pleasing to you, God. Oh, God, search us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, and as we see ourselves, God. Oh, God, be willing, God, to make a change, God. Be willing, God, in the name name of Jesus, God, to turn from our wicked ways, God. Oh, God, that you might hear from heaven and heal our land, God. Oh, God, we thank you on this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I thank you, God, because I feel my help coming on, God. Oh, God, I thank you and I praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, I ask you to pour out your anointing on these women on today, God. Oh, God, I ask you to touch them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Touch them in their bodies, God. Touch them in their minds, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, women of valor, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Women of purpose, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I thank you and I praise you, God. Oh, God, help us to walk and see our purpose even clearer, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, help us to walk in it, God, in the name of Jesus, God, and not be afraid of it, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us stand boldly, God, on the word of God, in the name of Jesus, God. Not backing down, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, and I lift up my sister before you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, wherever she is, God, whatever she's going through, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I ask you to see her need, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for your grace and your mercy, God, in the name of Jesus, God, for your grace and your mercy is sufficient, God, in the name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we glorify you and we magnify you on this day, God. And even as we go into our topic, our subject on today, God. Oh, God, we ask that you, God, open up our understanding the more, God. And as you open up our understanding, God, we ask that you write it on the tables of our heart, God. Oh, God, that we might not forget the things, God, that you are placing in our spirit, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that we might move forward in you, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that our mind and our spirit and our being might be set free, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I thank you and I praise you, God. I thank you, God, for deliverance, God. I hear in my spirit deliverance, God. Oh, God, do it in your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for deliverance, God. We thank you for peace that surpasses all understanding, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, for our calmness in our spirit, God. That whatever come or go, God, that we have peace with it, God. Oh, God, we thank you and praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, for just teaching us how to trust you, God, even the more, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And for these things, we give you thanks, God. We thank you for this season, God. We thank you for being you, God. We thank you for being the season, God. In the name of Jesus, God. And God, lead and guide us and direct us as how we need to live and act during this season, God. In the name of Jesus, God. And we thank you and we praise you and we glorify you, God. In the name of Jesus, God. And we thank you for your anointed spirit, God. For the anointing, God, breaks the yoke, God. It's deliverance in there, God. It's healing under the spirit and the anointing of God. God, and we thank you for your anointing on this one, God. We thank you for deliverance, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Renewed strength, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And help, God. Help me in our bodies, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, because you said that when you rather us be prosperous and in good health, God, even as our soul prosper, God, and our soul prospers on this morning, God. And we thank you for it, God. We glorify you for it, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God. And God, may our finances continue to flow, God, in the name of Jesus, God. As we put out, God, you put back in, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. Whatever we give out in our spirit, God, you replace it, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
God, we thank you for the change, God. We thank you for it, God. We thank thank you, Mother Jane. God, I thank you for turning it around. Heaven Spirit said, turning it around. God, I thank you for turning it around, Jesus. I thank you for turning it around, God. God, I thank you for turning it around.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Every crooked way street, God. Everything that is broken, God, you are fixing it and restoring it, God. Oh, God, I thank you, God. I thank you, God. God, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Mending the broken heart.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, God. Thank you for mending the broken heart. God, I thank you, God. I thank you. Oh, I hear your Holy Spirit this morning, God, mending the broken heart.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, thank you, God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, God. Oh, God, every childhood past hurt, God, every generational curse, God, in the name of Jesus, God, I declare and decree, God, that it shall have no dominion over us no more, God. Oh, God, that we detach ourselves from it, God. Oh, my name is Shantel Omohad. Oh, God, I thank you, God. I praise you, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Every childhood hurt, God, I declare and decree it right now, God, shall be healed, God, in the name of Jesus.
The name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
God, that hinder the flow in the process of God. Glory to God. Glory to God. God, I thank you this morning.
God, I bless your name right now.
Every source, God. Every source, God. I know the whole shit.
declaring to God and declaring to yourself through an affirmation
that your belief would increase in who you are.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's where we were last week. Am I right?
Yes.
Yes. So we want to continue in that vein. I found another quote, and it's not a new quote. It's probably not one that one has a lot of you on the on our show this morning, as well as those that are listening and will listen. It's probably not one that you haven't heard. However, it is worth reciting this morning, given the topic, Believe in Yourself and Tapping the Power Within. And it is the Marianne Williamson quote that says, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us. It is in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. I was drawn to this particular quote because not only is it a challenge for God, you know, you are challenging God, defying God to beat yourself up. You're also denying your light to shine so that men will see your good works, which, by the way, that is scripture, yes?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right? So that men will see your good works, and in the light of your good works, they will see their own light.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you start to think about this when you beat yourself up, that you are, one, defying God, number two, robbing the opportunity of others to see your light, and number three, robbing the opportunities for others to see their own light, perhaps there will be a switch in your thinking. And in this particular case, woman who has discovered who she is, a shift in the action that you take. So if you can shift your thinking about the situation or about yourself, perhaps you can take a different action to produce a different result.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so just, you know, I want us to, you know, marinate just on that a little bit about the believing in yourself. And I'm going to tie the believing in yourself to tapping the power within, because sometimes it is the inability to tap into the power which will give you the belief in yourself. So if you could tap into the power, you would have more belief in who you are and your abilities. So if you've been reading the book, the Mind, Body, Spirit Handbook, I think there's some definitions in there, mind, body, spirit. And I'm just going to talk just a little bit about that for a moment and then talk about how that is connected to tapping the power that lives within. So within us, well, let me start here. We all have a physical body. Yes, we were born when we were conceived and we were born through the vessel called our mother. We came into this world in a physical manifestation called a body, right?
Mm-hmm.
We were also given the power of thought, thought, the power of thought. So we have a mind to think. We have a body, physical body, which God has given us. Of course, that body grew up, it became an adult, we can use this body. This body is on loan for us to maneuver around here on earth as a human being. He also gave us the power of thought, T-H-O-U-G-T, through the mind. So within the mind, we have thoughts, we have feelings, emotions. So this human being can also maneuver this body through thought, through the mind. And I think people can understand that. Yes, I have a mind, I have a brain, I know how that works, I have a body, I understand that. But I think what they miss is that there is also a spirit. The spirit is within the body. The body is on loan. This is just a mass shell, a mass, body mass, molecule put together, if scientists may say, to create what we've called a body. However, it is not all of who we are. The spiritual self, or the spirit man, woman, is who we are. Can y'all hear that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So there's a spirit that lives in the body. The spirit is connected to God. And if the spirit is connected to God and we have all that we need as a spirit, and God has all that that we need, and we have a direct connection to him, then it could be said that all we have to do is tap into the spirit of who we are that has a connection to God. You follow me?
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Does that make sense, ladies? I hear you, Tamara. What about you, committed woman of God? You hear me?
Yes.
Did we lose? Okay.
Yes.
All right.
No.
Okay. So if we can take a moment to get connected to, be connected to the spirit of who we are, which is connected to God, our all-knowing God and given source, then we can have access to the all-powerful God who controls everything. So our job in all the conversations that we've had leading up to this point, believing into yourself, taking off the mask, all of those conversations we've had, could lead us to access to the spirit, because we really, all that we really are is a spirit of God. Now, so we have to have one, power over our thoughts, because our thoughts can lead us to what we see. We start to think about what we see. We start looking at the results that we produce. We start looking at the activities we engage in, we start comparing ourselves to others, which will take us off track from being accessed to the spirit. So it is, as Concerned Woman said, we've got to stop and focus on the real reason of the season, which is God and the birth of Christ. And if we can focus and tap into him, we can also tap into our infinite wisdom and power too.
All right.
So our job really is to take all of these different topics and conversations we've had over the weeks, compile them all to be able to bring us to a point of complete focus and tap into the spirit, realizing that all things real, and I'm going to say real meaning, you know, if you're sitting in your home right now, the chair might be a real thing. If you're in front of a TV, that might be a real thing. Your floor is a real thing. The ceiling is a real thing. If we can look past those real things and be in the spirit realm, that all things have been generated and created by God, that we too can generate and create anything that we have been given to by God. So how do you tap into the power? You've got to be one with the spirit that is one with God.
Mm-hmm. Amen. That's good.
So my question is, so we can engage in just a little bit of dialogue about this, is now sort of giving you a description of it. Conceptually, I've given you a description, a way to sort of put this in a context for you to think about. How do you think you can apply it? How do you think you can apply what I just said? Because remember, application is key. And one of the things I believe that I've been given is the power of teaching. Whether that's in a boardroom, classroom, or on the show. So I can teach it, but the real transformation occurs and the real revelation occurs and discernment occurs in the application. So even if we talk about it, if we don't transfer that to application, we have still missed the opportunity of God. So share with me, if you can, in words, how can you apply what we just talked about? I know it's a tough question. I'm asking you to think.
Well, what it want me here is how we go about doing that is changing the way we think about a thing. I know for myself that as I have been going through the cleanses, as you know, we have gone through them. I notice each time I come out of the cleanse that the Spirit of God has done something else. And like you say, it is application. And it takes work to apply the things that we are taught. It's a continual thing. Like, you have to talk to yourself. For me, that's what works. I have to talk to myself and say, okay, I'm not taking my mind there. No, I'm not thinking about that way. It actually like the Spirit will come alive. That the Word of God that says that if you resist something, if you resist the devil, he'll flee from you. And it's kind of along the same lines as that. If you resist that thought, it begins to start fleeing. But you have to be willing to do the work in order to get that type of result. Now, I've noticed results in myself. Certain things. And it's still yet a process. And, you know, the Word tells us we die daily. But in order for us to die daily, we have to, like you said, apply the things that we are being taught. And that's, like, in this cleanse, that's, like, at church, you know, when the Word of God is being preached to you or whatever, those things we have to constantly, and that's where some of the laziness may come in, because it does take work. It does take work in order to get the results. And I see now why a lot of people don't get the results is because we get back in that comfortable place, because in that comfortable place we don't have to really do anything.
Right.
We can sit back and don't have to, you know, do too much work there because we're comfortable there. And this is doing the work and stuff is taking us out of our comfort zone. And we don't really want to come out of that comfort zone because we happy there, we relaxed there, we've been there so long, it's familiar, it's comfortable, it's really not too much fear there. It's not too much effort we have to, you know, put forth there. So we go back there.
Yes.
But if we ever get our mind to the point where you said, no matter what, I'm going to push past myself, and I'm going to see if this thing really works.
Yeah, and I love the what you're saying. It's like you have to be willing to forge ahead and become curious about your own limitations. I mean a relentless curiosity to break up and break through your own limitations. So, you know, just in me saying that, the next question that comes to me to mind is do you believe, and this might be a breakthrough in your limited thinking, I don't know. Do you believe that who you are is a spirit, not your body?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So if, and that's one woman that says yes. I hope all can say yes. But if you can't, I want you to challenge yourself. Because, see, your body houses, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because this body ain't going back. It's our spirit that actually goes back. So that's why I could say yes, that we are. And if we are in the image of God, God was spirit, not flesh.
That's exactly right. So, and we are made in the image. I'm glad you brought that one up. We're made in the image of God, right? So if we are a spirit in the image of God, image meaning a replication, right? Right? Likeness of God, then we have all power, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Just think about it. So we have all power. The challenge comes, I think, is, so this is a great conversation this morning. We'll get off the call, and then we'll jump right back into our body after the call's up. Right? Mm-hmm. So we'll jump right back into the body. That was a good call. Man, Lisa really did that this morning. And then we'll jump into our body. And then we'll start looking through the eyes of the natural mind. And we'll start seeing all things natural, and we'll forget, and then we'll start creating interpretations of all things natural. I can't do this. I can't do that because if I could do this, then that I'm a procrastinator. So I need to do this. If I don't really have what I need, I can't really focus. If I could just focus, I would have. We start doing all of that, and that's a natural conversation. That's not a spirit conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So the rigorous work. I'm sorry.
I was just thinking about something that I read in Genesis, and the Spirit of the Lord told man to have dominion over the earth and subdue it.
Yes, male.
And I began to question that. I said, okay, now you said to have dominion. I went and I looked up dominion and subdue, and it basically means to have control.
Mm-hmm.
God
yes.
said in the beginning that we had control here.
Yes. Go ahead on with it. Mm-hmm.
I'm saying, okay, now you said to have dominion over the earth and subdue it. And then he's
yes.
telling us that we have the power, we have the control to do this. I'm going to get this thing. One day a light bulb going to hit and I'm going to say, okay, I got it. Because I am determined. I'm like, I didn't get myself saved not to see the power of God work.
Yes. Yeah, so let me help you out just a little bit, right? Because let me say,
what are you doing?
Go ahead. Right.
Okay.
Right.
So, like, okay.
Right.
And my living here on, I want to see these great works because your word is not a lie. And
right.
then you tell me,
right?
Then you do here. I need to get this down in my spirit so I can have that. And I think back to what Concern was saying about how we have to declare and decree these things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yes. Affirmation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So
mm-hmm.
we got to put these things together. Think about dominion, mm-hmm. subdue, declaring, and decreeing.
Mm-hmm.
I yeah. noticed when we declare and decree, it be happening.
Yeah. Well, don't forget that the spirit is driving the body and the voice that says all that stuff. That's an important piece. So let me say that again. So the spirit that is the likeness of God is driving the physical body that creates and generates all that stuff that you just mentioned. Now let me say go a little deeper on it. So in other words, you've got to be present that you are a spirit that has all power, that is using, leveraging this body to create dominion.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear that?
Mm-hmm. Good.
So we can't create dominion without the body. That's why he gave us, blew the air into Adam and Eve, right? So they could have a physical body to have dominion. But there's a spirit that is guiding the body that has dominion. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
So if you forget, that what is driving the dominion is the spirit, you'll think that the mind and your mind is driving the dominion. No, it's not your mind. It is the spirit that is governing the mind and the body that has dominion.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, you better say it.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah.
So you got to tap into the spirit that is a direct connection to God.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't do that, then your body, your mind will just start doing what worldly people do. And then you'll forget that you have dominion. So you got to be consciously present that you are a spirit connected to God. That spirit has dominion or is governing the mind and the body to create dominion.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Spirit first, that is with God, of him, like him. God has all things, and he's given us dominion. But we got to realize that the spirit is driving that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And one other thought came to me while you were talking, and I thank God because he's really trying to open this thing up to us and really show us how we have dominion and to do over all of our situations and stuff. Because I know he sent Jesus here in the likeness of flesh, but Jesus didn't forget that he was also first spirit. That's how he was able to come here.
Yes.
And...
Yes.
You know, and another thing that came to me is if we're made in the image of God and God has given us this the power, he has given us this dominion, and he has given and told us to subdue it, what God did was he spoke a word and it was so, and it was well with him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's where declaring and decreeing come in.
Yeah.
We speak in the word.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so.
So. Mm-hmm.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Uh-huh. And plus we are being led each and every day by the Holy Spirit. Because the Bible
yes.
says they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So Jesus said, yes. I am the way, the truth, and the light. So... He is leading us. The Holy Spirit was left here for us to hook up with us, to lead us and guide us into things that we do and we shouldn't do, things that we should say, we shouldn't say. And when we fail and do our own thing and go off course, the Holy Spirit snatches us back and reminds us of who we should be, what we
uh-huh.
should do, what
uh-huh.
we should have said, and what what we could have left alone. And that's been
right.
led by the Holy Spirit, because the Bible says, be holy, for I am holy. So we
mm-hmm.
always want to be holy. That spirit that's driving us to live a holy and righteous life.
Mm-hmm.
And so how does it come about? By decreeing and declaring that I am a child of the Most High God. You have not
mm-hmm.
given me a spirit of fear. God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. So we decree and declare and declare and decree that it is
yes,
so.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Powerful.
Yes, ma'am.
Powerful.
Mm-hmm. 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 Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Good stuff. So I think this was a good message today, don't you?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. We want to take this to the forefront and put this in the forefront of our lives this week and stand in our power that is within. We have everything we need, ladies. To rob, and I'm going to say it this way, to rob God of his brilliance by saying we are not enough, or we are not equipped, or to believe that we cannot have those things that he's promised. To rob God is a terrible thing to do. Let's give him honor and glory and praise by virtue of obviously doing it through our praise. But let's honor him by being the great beings that he has created us to be. Let's show him who we are by our results, by doing great things in the world, by producing great results, by making a profound difference, by honoring who we are and honoring our visions and our purpose, by celebrating our differences and valuing the contribution that we make to the world. Let's honor him by doing that. And ultimately, let's honor him because this week is his birthday.
Amen.
Let's definitely do that. Let's do that as well. You know, this is an opportunity to have a big party and a big celebration in a very real way through our presence of making a difference and having our voices be heard in the communities in which we live and the communities in which we're involved in. So give God honor and praise and glory through your actions. Before we complete, because we are coming up on the end of our show, do we have any comments, anything we want to say to sort of complete this hour? Concerned woman, I want us to talk about your book before we end our show. We want the world to know about you and some of the things that you're doing. But just before we do that, any comments or anything you want to say regarding today's show before we complete? Interview? Last words? No? We'll make sure. Okay. Good dialogue. So Concerned Woman, tell us about your book. So Concerned Woman has written a book. I found that out. I think I'd known that before, but I wanted us to talk a little bit about it here on the show and have her read from it, if she will, this morning. And tell us how we can acquire a copy of her book.
Okay. I will be very brief, but the name of the book is Pass It On,
mm-hmm.
Inspirational, and it's inspirational poetry. And we wrote the book under the guidance and direction of the Holy Spirit. It uplifts, it makes you smile. It's giving God back what he has given unto me. And also that what you read in the book, you can pass it on to someone else. Someone told me that poems are not very popular and that they don't sell. But this has sold into the lives of the people, as I have sown so many of the books just given away because I felt that someone needed to hear what was put on the pages that would encourage them. I'm not going to take the time to read because some of them are pretty long, but
okay.
There's one of mine that is a favorite, and I love to read it because I believe that we stand on the shoulders of our foreparents who had struggled to live and to help their families and bring the families up, sometimes single-parent homes where there are five and six children and the mother had to go out and work. She had to come home, take care of her children. And we are actually standing on their shoulders. And one of my favorite poems that the Lord had given me is entitled Uncle Charlie. And it goes a little something like this. It says, I want to tell you a story about a man named Uncle Charlie. Now, Uncle Charlie was about 90 years old. His hair was white as snow. His eyes were growing dim. His hands were scarred and bruised. His back had marks and lashes and looked like a road map. You see, Uncle Charlie was a slave. He had gone through many a trial and tribulations. He had been taken from his mother as a little child and sold over and over again, mistreated for no reason at all. Sometimes Uncle Charlie wanted to give up on life, but he remembered what an old woman taught him when he was just a little boy. She said, Son, we've been through a lot. The master done used us and abused us. We worked from sun up and to sundown. We don't have much food on our table or clothes on our backs. We've been sold over and over again. And you look up and say, Lord, when will it ever end? But, son, I always want you to hold on because someone cares about us, somebody that knows our pain and sorrow, and his name is Jesus. Hold on to Jesus, son. Hold on. Hold on. Mm-hmm. Now, old Uncle Charlie was tired, and as he lay down on the bed and looked through the window, he saw a bright, shining star coming towards him. The closer it came, the brighter and bigger it became. And lo, when he looked, there were two angels from heaven. One's name was Mercy and the other Goodness. They said, Uncle Charlie, it's time to go now. You worked hard all your life, and you've been a faithful servant. So we come to take you on a long journey. Are you ready, Uncle Charlie? Uncle Charlie replied, I's ready. Been ready a long time. I wants to see my real master, the one that's been trouble, a bridge over troubled water, the one who heard my cry in the midnight hour, the one who was with me when I tote that cotton and lifted that bell. Yes, I was ready. So as Uncle Charlie started on his journey to go to a far away place, his face was all aglow and shined with triumphant jubilee. To God be all of the glory. Uncle Charlie.
That's good.
Amen.
That was Concerned Woman from an insert from her book. And pass it on?
Yes.
Pass it on, right?
Yes, it is.
Amen. Pass it on. So how? Tell us Thank you for that. That's amazing. So I can only imagine what else is in there. You know, so it sounds like some good stuff, good stuff. So what? How does one purchase the book? How does one get access to the book?
Oh, okay. They can call me at area code 919-231-2294. And yes, and that is I have a prayer line number in my house, and they can call me on that number if they are interested in getting a copy.
Fantastic.
Yes, 919-231-2294. And if they will leave their name and a phone number, and I will get back to them as soon as possible.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, and we certainly hope that you all would take advantage of Concerned Woman's gift and talent from God and through her writing, her poetry and writing, and consume that and see what God has had to say through her gift.
So
thank you so much for that, Concerned Woman.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I look forward to others purchasing the book and sharing with us their experience after having read it.
Yes.
We are at the end, unfortunately, of our show. It's been another great conversation, believing in yourself and also tapping the power within. Remember, we are a spirit. Spirit is governing the mind and the body, of which we have dominion over the world. Let's take that with us this week and be sure that we can tap into the spirit and just see how God works. So if you are certain that you are a spirit of God and you are made in his likeness, you have all power within to achieve, accomplish, and succeed in all things, as well as have dominion over all things. So with that, we say thank you for that gift, God. We appreciate you for giving us that power. Have a great week. Enjoy this holiday season. Don't forget the reason for the season. Stay focused. Take a moment to share with someone why we are even celebrating this season, this time. Let them know that there is a bigger cause at play, and that if they were to just tap into their spirit, that they too would have greater dominion in their lives. Have a great day, ladies, and we'll talk next week.
Amen. God bless. Amen.
God bless.